This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour tonight, we're going to be joined by, of course, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. That's coming up second hour. Of course, right now, though, we got other things to talk about. Right now, Black Lives Matter and an advocacy group for the homeless are incredibly claiming that a Cincinnati police officer was at fault for drawing his gun when a mentally ill man attacked the officer in his police SUV with a knife. They're challenging the fatal police shooting of a 25-year-old man with a history of mental illness. Chief Elliot Isaac and Officer Anthony Brucato were under a vicious violent attack by a knife-wielding robbery suspect, Jawari Porter, when he fired six shots at Porter at Government Square early Sunday morning. Video released Monday shows Porter lunging at Brucato in the driver's seat of a police vehicle. Earlier video shows Porter appearing to hold a knife to the throat of a security guard at a Kroger store on Vine Street. The Greater Cincinnati Coalition for the Homelessness, and the Black Lives Matter Cincinnati issued a joint statement saying Porter's death was avoidable. The police officer had his gun drawn as soon as he opened the door. Inevitably, this escalated the situation. This officer could have instead chosen a method of interaction meant to de-escalate. After escalating the situation and struggle ensued, the officer chose to shoot Mr. Porter. He had other officers, including a partner, coming to assist. Human life is far too important to not choose other options, even if doing so might increase immediate personal risk. This is coming from the Greater Cincinnati Coalition for the Homeless. Now, right now, the Greater Cincinnati Coalition for the Homeless is, they're getting slammed on their Facebook page. Likewise, so is Black Lives Matter. And for good reason, because there is some security camera footage of young Jawari Porter's interactions with a security guard and with the Cincinnati police. Here we have a security guard from Kroger confronting Porter and blocking his exit for reasons that are not explained. Porter responds by drawing a knife and holding it to the security officer's throat. As you might imagine, this led to the police being summoned. Here's video of the Cincinnati police driving up as Porter crosses the street. Porter notices the police SUV. He's walking away from them, and then he notices them, and then he's walking towards them because he sees it there, the popo, and here I go. The officer driving the SUV, seeing Porter approaching with his knife drawn, and draws his weapon while presumably shouting commands. The passenger side officer exits the vehicle. Here's video of Porter within 8 feet of the vehicle, well inside the 20 feet danger zone of anybody with a knife or anybody just coming at you. The partner officer is just exiting the vehicle. The driver of the patrol car is not out of the vehicle yet. He is still in the driver's seat. Then Mr. Porter launches his knife attack, and the officer, trapped in his vehicle, fires 6 times to defend his life as his partner runs around the rear of the vehicle to support him. Porter is so intent on stabbing the driver that he forces his way into the vehicle even as he's being shot. You know what? You know, it's not like it is in the movies where they go flying back and their feet come off the ground and they, you know, they go flying back 6-7 feet. Not really that way. Actually, he just kept going. They're not going to throw a person backwards when they hit. Porter collapses on top of the officer he attacked inside the police SUV. The driver's partner rushes around to pull Porter out of the vehicle and off the driver. Both the passenger officer and Porter at that point fall to the ground. Freed from Porter's body, the driver escapes the vehicle and turns back to cover Porter with his still warm gun as his partner gets to his feet and they call for backup. There was nothing else they could have done. There was no way to avoid that. Jawari Porter, if he was so mentally deranged that he should have been cut a break, then somebody should have been taking care of him. He should have been somewhere where he couldn't get a hold of a knife and go in and threaten to cut somebody's head off and then try to knife some cops. Now, taser, at that range, that would have been sort of hard to bring that to bear. The only rational response in such a situation is to fire until the threat ends, which is precisely what this officer did. The Greater Cincinnati Coalition for the Homeless and Black Lives Matter reveal the psychosis developing in some quarters that officers are never justified in defending themselves if the offender is a minority. There are a lot of officers that are minorities themselves. That is an indefensible extremist position. It doesn't matter what the race of the police officer is. Minority, whatever, you know. I guess the only other thing besides a minority would be a majority. So whether they're a minority or a majority, you go in on a cop with a knife and he's telling you to put down the knife and you keep going, you're going to get killed. You are going to get killed. That's the way of it. That is the way of it. That kind of psychotic reaction by groups out there saying they had options. They could have. Jawari Porter chose to turn and approach this vehicle. That's what happened. Jawari Porter went on the offense, and if you get physically, you know, if you're going to shift from leaving a scene of a crime to going offensive against a police officer, and you get shot 6 times for your trouble, I think that is probably a logical outcome of such a course of action. I do not expect a police officer to let me get close to him in a threatening manner. Are we saying that these cops should just die rather than shoot one of these cats? I guess if I'm racist for this, I'll take the label. I will take the label. It doesn't matter to me what color the person would be that's attacking a cop. It doesn't matter to me what color the cop is. It only matters to the people that want to see these guys get killed. And I'm not down with that. The Greater Cincinnati Coalition for the Homeless and Black Lives Matter Cincinnati, you guys are a stain on humanity. A stain. All right. When we get back, we're going to talk a little Donald Trump. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
between man and weather. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. And that's incorrect. Old habits. The second call defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Donald Trump, everybody's seen this by now. He was campaigning in Wilmington, North Carolina, and he made a statement that media and other Democrats are claiming is a hint that Hillary Clinton should be assassinated to protect the Second Amendment. Now, this is how it went. This is what he said. She gets to pick her judges. There's nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. All right. There's a lot of ways that could be taken. Whenever somebody goes out and commits violence, people like Chris Matthews like to call that a Second Amendment remedy. although, you know, what happened in April of 2013 was a Second Amendment remedy. That's when a bunch of people that didn't want to see any of the gun rights eroded anymore got up there and defeated universal background checks. That happened in 1994. After we got the omnibus crime bill, the assault weapons ban, the background check system to begin with. A Second Amendment remedy was that for the first time in, 40 years, Congress was taken from the Democrats. That's also a Second Amendment remedy. Now, some pundits are interpreting that Trump said as a thinly veiled dog whistle to gun owners to assassinate Hillary Clinton to protect the Second Amendment. Others are interpreting Trump's statement as merely a bad joke. Ever opportunistic, because their news is always bad news. Anything that Hillary generates for herself is horrible. The Clinton campaign was thrilled for an opportunity to shift focus away from the fact that the Taliban-supporting father of the Pulse Club shooting terrorist attended her most recent rally and sang her praises. Trump's campaign said his statement was taken out of context. Trump campaign downplayed the controversy in a statement attacking the dishonest media. It's called the power of unification. Second Amendment people have amazing spirit and are tremendously unified, which gives them great political power, Jason Miller, a top Trump aide, said in a statement. And this year they will be voting in record numbers, and it won't be for Hillary Clinton, it will be for Donald Trump. Trump has a long history of just flying by the seat of his pants whenever he's talking. A lot of his supporters find this to be an endearing part of his charm. Unfortunately, in this world today, when a candidate speaks off the cuff, they open themselves up to the possibility of saying something inartful, which Trump is a specialist in that as well. Now, Trump speaks from his heart, and less from a teleprompter than the carefully controlled pantsuit. He has said things that the media has then blown wildly out of proportion, such as when the media claimed Trump threw a mother and baby out of a rally recently, a claim which turned out to be entirely false. If you look at the Trump campaign, and with a particular focus on his views on the Second Amendment, you'll see that he's left himself open to be exploited by a seriously dishonest media that has carefully chosen to support pantsuit in this election. There's nothing there to suggest that he is threatening violence against Mrs. Clinton. You know, what I would say is that Mrs. Clinton, if she becomes president and the Supreme Court takes things and does away with rights and finds new rights, and, you know, maybe next week we'll find out that there are no sexual genders, that we're all just, you know, we can just make it up as we go. I may decide later on this week to be the same gender as a bulletin board, whatever that is. They may find that. They may find that, since they're finding all kinds of other things. And I don't think I don't think it would take an assassination of Mrs. Clinton to get something bad started. I think if she were to pass her policies, I think that might get, that would be, it'd be worse than anything that Donald Trump could call for. He's basically just muttering a truth. She's out there, you know, she had to get out there the other day and say, I'm not going to take your guns away. I don't want to repeal the Second Amendment. Okay. You know, I know this is pretty damn stupid to say, but if you've got to get out there and make that statement, it should be very apparent to people out there observing you that you believe that some people believe you're going to try to do this. And they have embraced it. They have embraced gun control. They want to revoke Heller. They don't even, you know, Clinton's position is if the Second Amendment is a constitutional right. The ladies, you know, she's got a degree. She's got a degree in law. I mean, surely she can look at the Bill of Rights and say, okay, these are the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights were ratified by all the states at the time. And in order to change these, it has to get 2/3 of Congress to approve it. And then 38 states have got to sign off on it. And that's just the way it is. Not this getting, well, if it is a constitutional right, well, what kind of stuff is that? That's not even logical. That's not even a logical statement. Yes, it is a constitutional right. It's there. It says your mentor, Barack Obama, you know, the one that shellacked you in 2008. Just like he said, you know, it's on the paper. It's on the paper, pantsuit. Is, you know, one of the reasons that Ben Carson is not in the race today is because Ben Carson was a lot like Trump, except Ben Carson is really, he's never really been in the public eye. It's one thing to get up there and be in a speech where you can get away with things and be heralded as a hero. It's quite another thing to, I mean, Trump has been holding court for years. He's got TV shows. He's got, you know, he builds things. He's been in movies, you know, cameos, but in movies. I mean, how many of us can say I've been in a cameo in a movie? So he's been around and, you know, still he's not the artful dodger that most politicians are. Is that bad? I don't think it is. I do not think it is. Going to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the second call defense, complete team.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. How important is the public's right to know when it's weighed against the possibility of public endangerment? That's a question I pose. A recent study says it's not very important at all and calls on the media to withhold certain details about a mass shooting incident, like the name of the gunman, who oftentimes fits the profile of a lonely outcast lashing out in an act of precarious manhood for recognition. In a lot of cases, the killer wants publicity. And for those that see this and see this achieved, then it will inspire others to carry out similar acts. And the media is responsible for keeping the vicious cycle powered, according to researchers at Western New Mexico University. Jennifer Johnston and Andrew Joy presented their case to the American Psychological Association, which concluded its annual convention in Denver on Sunday. Johnston said mass shootings are on the rise, and so is media coverage of them. At this point, can we determine which came first? Is the relationship merely unidirectional? More shootings lead to more coverage, or is it possible that more coverage leads to more shootings? Study found that the more popular discussion of a shooting was on Twitter, the more likely another similar incident would occur soon after. This shows that mass violence is contagious, according to Mr. Johnston. or Ms. Johnson, I'm sorry, she told ABC News. Now we have some pretty solid evidence that it is. There's a clear pattern that is not due to chance. The pair sifted through multiple studies and found evidence suggesting that mass shooters sought fame and wished to emulate a previous mass shooter. If the mass media and social media enthusiasts make a pact to no longer share, reproduce, or retweet the names, faces, detailed histories, or long-winded statements of killers, we could see a dramatic reduction in mass shootings in 1 to 2 years. Even conservatively, if the calculations of contagion modelers are correct, we could see at least a 1/3 reduction in shootings if the contagion is removed. A congressional study conducted last year seems to back Johnson's claim in part, showing not only an increase in the number of mass shootings over the previous 15-year period, but an uptick in the number of victims per shooting. However, the assertion has its critics in the Second Amendment community who don't believe there are more mass shootings. James Allen Fox also believes that. Merely a manipulation in categorization which point to an increase, showing decreases in overall gun homicides. A consensus among the people that want to categorize this does not exist, but the Federal Bureau of Investigation declares a mass killing in the event of 4 more casualties in one place. Many in the gun rights community have taken that number in their count of such occurrences in the U.S. Others, like the mass shooting tracker, follow instances where 4 more people were shot, opening the number of such shootings to a more loose category and, in effect, raising the numbers more significantly. Problem with this, critics argue, is the potential for miscategorizing criminal gun violence of another sort, that which is associated with gang and drug violence or domestic incidents. The mass shooting tracker has counted 285 mass shootings this year, 371 last year, and 325 in 2014. The part that they're missing here is the funny part. Liberal magazine Mother Jones began counting mass shootings following the 2012 Aurora movie theater shooting and determined there's been at least 83 of the incidents in the last more than 30 years. So is it 83 or, you know, 285 plus 371 plus 325? Which is it? Very huge discrepancy between those numbers, and it's based on a simple definition. But for the New Mexico researchers, what's important is containing potential contagion of mass shootings, which they say other researchers pointed to an escalation rate of 1 every 12.5 days, compared to a pre-2000 level of about 3 events per year. Possibilities that news of shooting is spread through social media in addition to mass media. The media has come together before to work for good, to incite social change. They have done, and they can do it. It's time. It is enough. Well, good luck. Good luck with that one, because if it bleeds, it leads. And they're going to keep throwing it out there as much as they can. As much as they can. With the advent of places or things like Netflix, you know, you can go out there and watch it on demand if you want to. All kinds of documentaries about these guys. Trying to examine, trying to figure out what's in the mind of a mass killer, what's in the mind of a spree shooter, what's in the mind of an Adam Lanza, what's in the mind of this or that or the other. The public has an insatiable desire of, you know, it's just very morbid. It is very morbid. Some of these sites like Ogrish that exist out there that have all of the most gory details, visually gory details, available to you at any given time, have lots of visits every day. Lots of visits. Videos get lots of views whenever it purports to show something bad. I mean, you know, some of my videos, I wish they got nearly as many views as some of these bad videos. They're just events that were bad. These guys that they're calling for something that heretofore doesn't really exist. What they're saying is that mass media, you need to have enough self-control here. You need to have enough self-control here in order to keep this from happening. You've got to stop the spread of contagion. They're asking the mass media to voluntarily stop it. I don't see it. I don't see them doing it. It is sensational for them. They get out there. They make calls on stuff about things that haven't even happened yet. Or they make calls on stuff. I mean, every time one of these shootings happened, Dallas, there was four paramilitary dudes running around in full kit, killing people left, right, and center. Snipers were triangulating positions and everything. It was one guy on the ground. One guy on the ground. Misinformation just thrown all over the place. The D.C. Naval Yard shooting. Alexis, what's his name? I can't remember. His last name is Alexis, but whatever, whoever he is. Aaron Alexis. He gets out there, takes a shotgun, does his shooting with a shotgun and a handgun. And it's an AR-15, New York Daily News. They had it up there already. It's happened again. You know, they got a picture of an AR-15 on it. And there was never an AR-15 there. And there was never an AR-15 on a D.C. Naval Yard, because if they have any weapons there, they're fully operational M4s, M16s, not these civilianized versions of the battle rifle that we carry. And I know it's not a battle rifle, thank you. It's the weapon. Anyway, good study, interesting study. Sort of a futile request, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay, so now it's not even showing on Ammo Land. What's up with that? Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm happy now. I was looking for something. Anyway. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, as he is wont to do, reiterated his commitment to gun control as a central theme of his political career. In an interview with In the Bag for the Democrats, Politico senior staff writer Glenn Thrush. Politico is completely in the bag for the Democrats. In the senator's view, the Democratic Party must make gun control a litmus test for their leadership. His early emphasis was health care, but after the Newtown shooting, he feels guilty over after accepting the advice of Chuck Schumer and Rahm Emanuel in 2006 to mute this issue so as to retake control of the Senate that year. This harkened back to the Democratic losses in 1994 when Republicans took control in part because of the assault weapons ban. Murphy expressed his regrets over listening to this guidance, holding himself accountable for ignoring guns prior to the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, because he's Captain Gun Control. Accountable is here is used in the typical political fashion to mean manufactured sorrow without any real consequences. However, he has determined that on the subject of guns, he will not give ground. In his own words, there's no issue in which the American public is so clearly in one place and Congress is so clearly in a different place. There's no issue where the advocacy organization is so extreme. There's no issue in which the emotions and the psychology are so raw. And so for me, there's just no brooking compromise on this. You know, I wake up ready to write, and I feel I'm on the right side of history every day. When you consider how many times gun control advocates have demanded that gun owners compromise with their whims, it's surprising to find one who admits that he isn't interested in meeting somewhere in the middle. But the subject of rights is one that often narrows the choices down to for or against, and Murphy has taken his position. His dismissal of concerns over background checks as a step toward confiscation supports the conclusion that he means to give up nothing on gun rights. He acknowledges the argument, but offers nothing other than denials that anything else is involved beyond the checks. His no-compromise stance calls that reassurance into question, however. But all of this, you know, is nothing new from gun control advocates. What is particularly disturbing is his insistence on conformity in the leadership of the Democratic Party. He said this has become a litmus test issue for leadership in the Democratic Party. I mean, if you want to be a leader in the Democratic Party, I think that this presidential election has proven that you have to be right on the issue of guns. Adding this to Clinton's statements on Australia's gun confiscations and the party platform's dropping of any support of the Second Amendment, it's clear that Democrats have dropped any pretense to wanting American gun owners to support them. They're counting on you staying home. They're counting on you looking at Trump and listening to all of these conservative idiots that are out there. And I'm not saying that being conservative makes you an idiot. They claim to be conservative. They're, in fact, idiots. They expect you to listen to all of these conservative idiots and believe what they're saying and just not vote. Or vote for Gary Johnson, which is worse. If they have decided to be honest about their opposition to gun rights, this is, you know, in fact of matter, it's a very good development. No one's coming for your guns is a worn-out lie, you know, according to Murphy. And according to Clinton, I mean, all of the stuff that she supports pushing is in complete contravention of what she says when she says, I don't want to take your gun and I don't want to repeal the Second Amendment. Of course you do. Of course you want to. So it's up to us to reach out to the people who are undecided, to show them the disdain that opponents of rights have for their fellow citizens. It's also going to be up to us to vote. Now, that part of it is going to make a lot of you mad. No matter how much I talk about Trump, there's plenty of you that I'm never going to win over. And that's fine. I'm doing here is expressing my opinion of the choices that we have. And the choices that we have Clinton, who is anti-rights. And make no mistake about it, while you're sitting out there saying, well, Trump, he'll do this, he'll do that, he's not talking about doing anything to the Second Amendment. He's talking about defending the Second Amendment. And at the end of the day, if a president could do something about the Second Amendment, don't you think Obama would have by now? But what they do get to do is they get to pick Supreme Court justices. And if Clinton is elected, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will stay in the Supreme Court till she's 212, just so she can get a hold of Heller, because she wants to get a hold of Heller. Even though Scalia was her big buddy, she wants to reverse Heller. And your choice is very clear on this. You can vote for Trump or you can vote for Clinton. If you vote for Clinton, then it'll be guns. In the next 40 years, guns will be gone. Gun rights will be gone. Guns aren't going to be gone because they'll still be out there. I mean, you can't. That genie's out of the bottle. There will be upheaval of some sort coming out of that. And the biggest part is going to be that, you know, we could have done something about it. This hasn't happened yet. This is like, you know, this is like going back to the future. We can do something about it right now if we just simply will. And there's plenty of you that are going to sit back and say, never Trump. I hear that every day. I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't understand it. All of these people out there said, we need an outsider. We need somebody that's not a traditional. You got one. You have one. He's a businessman, and guess what? Businessmen, there are no businessmen out there that make every deal work. None of them. They all suck up a loss here and there. Steve Jobs did it. Bill Gates has done it. Elon Musk is doing it every... I mean, Elon Musk is the worst businessman out there today. He just... It's almost like a Ponzi scheme for the things that he runs. So who do you think, who out there is better that, you know, out of the other 17 that couldn't beat Trump? They couldn't beat Trump. So who else, who are we missing? They've got some guy that's going to come out and run a third party thing. And I mean, Evan Collins, I think is his name. Oh, yeah, he's going to tear it up. What they're wanting to do, the whole thing with that, is they're wanting him to win Utah. And if he could win Utah, then that would keep, maybe Hillary Clinton would win the presidential election. They want to manipulate this to where Hillary wins the presidential election. And no matter what Congress does to Hillary, and no matter what Congress does to anything she proposes or anything else, she gets to submit Supreme Court justices for nomination, and federal court judges for nomination, and all kinds of other, I mean, all kinds of various things out there that doesn't have congressional oversight. And just like they have done with Obama, they will do with Clinton. They will rubber stamp her stuff. They'll get out there, Ryan McConnell, if they retain control of Congress, they will simply sit back and say, the people have spoken. Not we didn't do everything we could have done to keep this from happening. They're just going to go, the people have spoken. Just kick the can down the road, boys. Coming up next, we're going to have Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense, because he is the man now. So the world according to Second Call Defense, that's coming up next. Get ready to vote. Go vote. Prepare to vote, think about voting, and intend to vote. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.